وهو سميع البصير. None is comparable to him. None is like unto him. And then he affirms subhanahu wa ta'ala that he hears and he listens and hears. He hears and he sees. He hears and he sees. So the people of Sunnah, they are the balanced ones between them. The people of Sunnah, they are the balanced ones regards to Iman. Who has Iman and who doesn't have Iman? Who is a believer and who isn't a believer? A lot of these groups, they say, for example, the Khawarij, you have the extreme Khawarij, they say that the person who falls into a sin, any sin, he's a disbeliever. That a person who falls into any sin, he's a disbeliever. And some of them say, the person who falls into the great sin, he's a disbeliever. And then you have another group saying, that the person who falls into a sin, he's not a believer, and he's not a disbeliever. He's in between. And these are the Mu'tazila. Manzila bayna, manzilatain. They're in a station between two stations, in between. They're not believing and they're not disbelieving. The people from the Sunnah, we say who believes from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and from what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. The one who falls into a sin, a great sin, the kabair, the one who steals, the one who fornicates, the one who does these sins, he's a believer but he's a sinner. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the hadith of Qudsi, كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير خطائين توابون. All of the people of Adam make mistakes. But the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. So the people of the Sunnah are balanced in this. The people of the Sunnah are balanced with regards to the actions of the slave. They're the balance, they're the most just and virtuous with regards to that. We have, like we mentioned before, the people who say any action or any sin that you do, khalas, you're out. But then we have the other people who say, you can do anything. The murja. They say you can do anything, and you won't get punished. When Allah says he's shadidul iqab, he's severe in punishment. The people of the Sunnah, we have this balance. Which is why, with regards to ibadah, as we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that the jinn and the mankind have not been created except for worshipping Him alone. Ibadah has pillars. Worship has pillars. And these pillars are what? Three. The first of these pillars is hope. You hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second of this pillar is fear, khawf. You fear from the punishment. And the third of this pillar is that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anybody who's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to combine these three pillars. Which is why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the one who worships Allah with fear alone is like the Khawarij. These people who blow up everything. And if Shaykh al-Islam says, the one who says, who leans towards hope alone, oh yeah, Allah is merciful. I can chew cut. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Ah, I can drink, it's okay, Allah is ghafoor, Allah is most forgiving. This is an extreme. And he says, Shaykh al-Islam, that the one who does this is imitating or like the murji'a, who are deviant group. And the one who claims is just love alone, without fear and hope, is imitating the Sufis. Where the Sufis, they do actions that they think that they're gaining the love of Allah, where they're going to extremity and extremeness. They start doing things which is not legislated. So we as the people of the Sunnah, we're balanced. In this month of Ramadan, that we are approaching, or it is approaching, we have to combine these three things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe. Fasting has been prescribed for you. Like it's been prescribed for those before you. In order for you to attain taqwa. In order for you to fear Allah. So when we enter the month of Ramadan, we hope to leave Ramadan better than we entered it. So when we fast the month of Ramadan, we fear that our fasting will be just, we don't always feel, like the Prophet ﷺ said, is thirst and hunger. That's it. We fear this. And we fast the month of Ramadan with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To increase in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Then Allah will love you. So in this month of Ramadan, our aim is to gain the love of Allah. We stay away from the haram. We try and do the halal, the permissible things. And we have a good example from our salaf, the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where they used to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 6 months before Ramadan. 6 months before Ramadan, they'd be thinking about Ramadan. They call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they may reach Ramadan. That Ramadan, they'll be alive to taste Ramadan. Calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting ready. And then after Ramadan, they call Allah another 6 months. Hoping that Allah accepted their fasting. This is the way of Ahlul Sunnah, Ikhwan. We are the balanced nation. We are the balanced group. Which is why Abu Bakr Iyash, he mentioned, Ibn Iyash, he said that Ahlul Sunnah wasatun fi nahal kama anna millat al-Islam wasatun fi al-milal. That the people of the Sunnah are the most virtuous, balanced, the best from amongst the groups. Like the religion of Islam is the best from amongst the religions. So stick to the sunnah, akhi. Don't be shy to stick to the sunnah, akhi. Be happy to stick to the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter anything, no matter what anybody says to you. You've been created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are going to call you away from the obedience of Allah. As is mentioned in the hadith of Hudhaifa, Du'ati la abwabu jahannam. There'll be callers calling you to hellfire. وَمَنْ أَجَابُهُمْ خَذَفُ فِيهِ. And whoever answers to these calls will follow these people in hellfire. Stick to the sunnah, yaqi. Stick to the sunnah, stick to the way of the salaf. Stick to the methodology of the salaf. The methodology of Abu Bakr. The methodology of Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. The methodology of Ali, of Uthman. The methodology of Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The methodology of Hassan al-Basri. The methodology of Sufyan al-Thawri. The methodology of Ibrahim al-Nakhai. The methodology of Awza'i. These people that the Prophet, Allah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith of Anas. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, that's sahih, narrated by Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, that the best of people are my generation. Hey, the generation of who, Ikhwan? Huh? The companions. And then those after him, who are they, Ikhwan? The Tabi'in, the students of the companions. And then those after them, who are they, Ikhwan? Atma Tabi'in, the students of the companions. These three generations, stick to their methodology, Akhi. And don't be ashamed to do this. Because people will speak about you. People say that you're strange. People say these people are weird. Better Islam.